This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. Joining us is Sean Tanis for the Marker app. The government is in the midst of changing certain laws to allow room for its urban transformation plans. This is basically to improve the effectiveness of redevelopment projects nationwide. I understand that this is not just a plan to beautify the city. They're also looking to provide affordable homes with this project.
Yeah, Federal Territories Minister Khalid Samad pointed out before that Malaysia does not have any specific law for urban renewal. So under this project, they want to change the law, and it's hoped that it will solve the many problems affecting urbanites today. And for example, in KL, there are many old buildings, old public housing complexes with no elevators, no lifts and whatnot. Because I know one of my friends, they run a sundry shop, and they don't want to pick up the call when someone calls them to bring the gas to their house because they have to carry the gas tank four floors up.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of problems that they've been having for a while. So the minister told BFM News he has some ideas to repurpose these buildings and solve housing issues. And basically, it's like killing two birds with one stone. And this is his comment.
So what we have in mind is for this unit to be redeveloped into a modern-day apartment where the owners, they will be given a unit free as exchange, because that land on which they are staying now in their five-storey low-cost flat, that area will then be redeveloped.
That was Federal Territories Minister Khalid Samad. So what kind of deals are actually being offered by the government in its proposal to the developers to take part in this project? Because it's all very well and good, right, to have a good idea, but ultimately it's the developers who are going to be absorbing the financial cost.
Yes, it does sound a bit idealistic, but I think when the minister explained in detail, it feels a lot more comprehensible or palatable, because the term urban renewal itself does sound a bit grand for some. But, you know, the idea appears to be simple. It's like creating win-win solution for residents, for developers, for businesses, and even for the local government. As for developers and financing, Khalid Samad says developers stand to benefit from having additional land bank by taking up these projects. And these are prime locations where developers will usually have to pay like crazy premium rates. But now the plan is being designed to be symbiotic in one way, where everyone gets something valuable in return. And here's what the minister said.
In order to finance it, you do a form of cross-subsidy, because it's multi-story, much bigger, much taller, so the developer can then build more units. So they build this unit for free, but they cover the cost for building these units by having additional units which they sell. And if they are considered as affordable homes, then they are subjected to a limit in the price of 300,000 per unit.
That was Federal Territories Minister Khalid Samad. Moving on to Bursa, DWL Resources Berhad surged 39 cents today and hit limit up. What's happening there?
Yeah, so DWL is ceramics and pottery products manufacturer. The counter rose about 30% this morning following news. They are partnering with Gadang Holdings to submit tender for infrastructure projects. And they are expected to bid for jobs for the ECRL project and the Pan Borneo Highway, among others. And there were also other movements on the counter this month. Last 2 weeks ago, they had 10 million shares traded due to changes in its key shareholders. And on Friday, they confirmed the appointment of former MRT Corporation CEO Dato' Shahril Mokhtar as their new managing director. And at 5 o'clock, DWL rose 28% to close at RM1.68.
Sean, thanks for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.